But it is time right now for us to get into the Word of God, as we do every day at this time, to give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started out right. And today I'll be munching with you. And we're going to be in John chapter 15. John chapter 15. In verse 5 says this, "I am the vine and you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." This may be a familiar verse to a lot of you, a verse we hear a lot. It's a simple reminder, but an essential reminder of how we are to live our lives, that we're to live our lives in connection with Jesus, that he simply tells us if we remain in him, there'll be much fruit in our lives, we'll bear much fruit, good things will happen. If we don't, well, bad things will happen, or we won't bear fruit anyway. We'll be unproductive for the kingdom. A lot of times we judge our productivity by what we're getting done, right? I mean, how busy we are, how much stuff we got done. You know, I went here, got this done, got that done, did this, check this off the list, that off the list, this. And once we get all that done, we're, you know, all right, had a productive day. But Jesus judges our productivity by how we remain in him. It's not about how much activity we're involved in. The real measure is how much are we connected to him. You know, just the other day we interviewed an author talking about his book on the Holy Spirit, and talking about the life of Peter, and he talked about himself, how he was involved in all these ministries, and he had started a men's ministry and done this and done that, but he said he was just exhausted, and he realized he was trying to do all this in his own power. You know, it just wasn't happening. He was exhausted, he was worn out, he wasn't seeing the results. And that's when he got back into the Word and realized, you know, I need to get reconnected to God. I need to start working out the power of the Holy Spirit. And said once he did that, everything changed and transformed. And so often we can get all caught up in the things we're doing and running around and think that's being productive and miss that, you know, we're not really bearing fruit because we've lost in all our busyness, we've lost our connection to God. One of the things the virus has done is it's just kind of to slow down a little bit, forced us to not be so busy, not be running around so much. It's forced us to stay in place and maybe start to contemplate, have I been living my life in connection with Jesus? Am I measuring my spiritual life by how much activity I'm involved in? Or am I measuring it by how connected I am to Jesus? Because that's the only real measure and the only true measure. And when we're connected to Jesus, what's going to happen is those things we're doing are going to be suddenly transformed. One, we're not going to feel so exhausted because we're not going to be doing those things in our power. We're not going to stress over them because we're not doing them in our power. We'll see more fruit evolve out of those things. It's not that, you know, we get connected to Jesus and then sit in our barca lounger and do nothing. We'll still be doing things, but doing them in a different way. Maybe with less rushing and less urgency and less drivenness and more just in the power of Christ, with more joy and peace and calm, trusting in him to accomplish everything that needs to be, and seeing real fruit born out in our lives, and not, you know, driving ourselves to the brink of exhaustion in the process. God's not impressed by how much activity we're involved in. He's impressed by how connected we are to him. So use this time that God has given us in this coronavirus. Use this time to get connected to God. Get connected to Jesus. Get connected to his truth. So that when all this is over, we can get back to those activities, back to the things we're doing. We go back connected and in the power of Jesus. So we'll see real fruit being born out. And maybe, you know, save ourselves a little exhaustion along the way. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, its truth, and its powerful reminder. And it's a reminder during this time that we can use this time to evaluate. We can use this time to reassess. We can use this time to see where we are with you. And maybe be reminded that in all our busyness, we've allowed ourselves to become detached from you. And that in you, we need to get connected to you. We need to draw closer to you. Be strengthened in you. Knowing that you will care for us. You will see us through. You will deliver us in all things. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your grace, your mercies. We thank you that you do not ask us to do all these things in our own power, but you give power to us when we rely on you. And we praise your name. Amen. Well, in addition to being your affable and gracious morning show host, I'm also a pastor here in the area of a church called Gateway Baptist Church, and we meet at 6047 Door Street. We've been meeting 11 o'clock on Sunday mornings in our parking lot, doing the drive-in service for this time, obviously due to the social physical distancing rules and all of that. So we're trying to be safe and follow those guidelines while still meeting together for worship. So we've been meeting 11 o'clock in a parking lot on Sundays. People remaining in the cars, parking in, doing the drive-in service. and then meet throughout the week on Zoom meetings and things like that. One of the other things we're doing is a food giveaway. We do have a food pantry, and that is the second or fourth Wednesday of every month. We will be distributing groceries to people who are in need. And it is a drive-through giveaway, again, in response to the coronavirus. We're trying to be safe with this and follow appropriate guidelines. So you will drive in, and you never get out of your car. You just drive in. You'll drive through. We have food stations set up. You pop your trunk. We put the food in your trunk, and off you go. And so you never get out of the car. You never come into contact with anybody, as we're trying to be, you know, as safe as possible. We'll need to have a valid ID, a valid picture ID. And we'll take that information there, get you set up. And if you're in need, please come. Please come. And we do this in partnership with Help Feed Greater Toledo. If you have any other questions, want to find out more information about the church, best place to go is to our website, gatewaytoledo.com. That's gatewaytoledo.com.